Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Also connected via the web, we have Pete from Scuba Board. Casey is joining us from Crazy Dog Scuba here in just a bit as well. And if things go as planned, we hope to have the Scuba Cowboy, who's down in the Florida Keys, gigging tonight. Actually playing at Dockside Tropical Cafe down in Marathon last night. And I believe he's playing somewhere this afternoon at some event, some reef crawl thing down there in the Florida Keys. So we hope to connect with him in between him gigging sometime this hour. So we'll see how he's holding up. Obviously doing okay. He was stung by a lionfish in Roatan. We're going to get the firsthand report of what exactly happened and how that all worked out for him. Evidently he lived, so he'll tell us all about it. But before we get to all those folks, we have Phil Narcosis on the telephone, plain old telephone connection here that we're going to go with. And Phil has just got back from the Red Sea. Phil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. And I'm sorry we don't have the technology up to snuff here. We're doing the old-fashioned thing here on the cell phone.
Well, you know, sometimes, things just don't want to work out perfectly. So we work with what we got. Plain old telephone service is what we're going to connect with Phil this time. And we'll work out the technical things, because usually he has a microphone, makes it sound like he's right here with us.
Well, it's not totally his fault either. We just lived through here outside the studio a mild Sharknado.
We did. Actually, I can sense these things now. And that was a pretty intense one.
There was
one.
Lightning. There were sharks flying around everywhere.
Yeah, but luckily, you know, I have experience with this kind of thing, was able to navigate accordingly, and everybody is safe, with the exception of Bill, who was eaten. We'll probably chainsaw him out of the belly of some kind of gruesome-looking shark here in time for next week's podcast.
None the worse for wear.
Yeah, exactly. But, Phil, I digress. Let's talk to you. Let's talk about the Red Sea. First of all, this was the first time that you ever visited that part of the world. Am I correct there or what?
Yes. And let me tell you, of course, the Red Sea, we had to fly into, and we were within the country of Egypt. And, if you follow the news, you know that Egypt has been the center of some turmoil in the last couple of years. And
yeah.
Let's just say it's a nice place to dive, but I wouldn't want to live there. How's that?
Okay. Well, did you encounter some topside things that kind of raised an eyebrow or two? Is that what you're alluding to?
Not at all.
Okay.
But Cairo is a 20 million large city of population, and it's a little bit dystopic. It was a little dirty. They throw in the trash in the street there because there's a conflict with the trash, contractor. And, you know, there's just problems like that. The economy is going backwards because the military controls 40% of the economy. The military is into chicken farming, automotive repair, HVAC systems. So they're doing things that, and there's no innovation there. But back to the trip.
So it sounds like Detroit.
Diving.
Okay. Just ignore those comments and move on. All right. So
and it was 100 degrees every day. It's 100 degrees, which I'm okay with because I live in Florida. But it's a little dry.
Yeah.
And it's dusty. Like your mouth fills up with sand because it's all around there is sand. So
would you ever think about closing it? Maybe that would help. But no,
yeah.
I kid. No, I've always
we did the side trip. We did the pyramid.
Isn't it?
Do the pyramids.
The environment is very similar to what you would experience in Vegas at this time of the year. Am I right? It's dry. It's hotter than hell.
Or a litter box.
There you go. It's about like that. And, you know, the Luxor in Vegas is a little different from the real Luxor there in Cairo. And
I would
really
imagine.
I'm glad I went. I got some awesome pictures. And I want to tell you that you can go to YouTube to Phil Narcosis Red Sea, and you can see my latest movie of the trip, which includes not only world-class diving, and we'll get to the diving, but also the views of the pyramids and some great shots of Cairo and the pyramids. It was really something special.
Yeah, you know, I saw your video, Phil. I watched it before showtime today, and it looks great. Yeah. And I got to tell you, the diving, from what I saw from your video at least, reminded me very much of my diving in Australia. Same type of critters, color, reef formations, and that kind of thing. Like from the Great Barrier Reef. I don't know if you've been to that part of the world, but...
I haven't. Next year we'll be talking about it because I'm going to go there next year. But, you know, the Red Sea area, it was a desert about 100 million years ago, and then somehow it filled up with water. So you've got a lot of the pinnacles and a lot of the reefs that we dive are volcanic cones that came up, you know, from underneath. And then, of course, all the encrusted coral and the hard and soft corals grow. The colors, the corals, like leather coral and, what do you call those? I can't think. I want to say Gorgonzola. I'm hungry.
Well, we'll go with that. Gorgonian.
Gorgonzola corals, they're awesome. But it wasn't as colorful as, say, Fiji. But they were very healthy. I didn't really see any pressure on the reefs. Looking at the video now, there was lots of anemone fish with the anemones. And did you ever see a red anemone fish with a bright red anemone coral or plant? It was really cool.
Oh yeah, well, you mean like a clownfish inside an anemone that's red? Is that what you're saying?
But the actual plant itself, the tentacles were bright red, like a color you'd ever
that
really
means
see.
It's getting ready to mate.
I don't believe that's true.
Is that right?
Even though that sounds good, but I don't think that's accurate.
Phil, maybe you can...
I think it was always like that.
Phil, maybe you can dispel a myth. Bill and I were having a conversation off the air. He says the Red Sea is actually tinted red, and I say that's a misnomer.
Hmm.
So is the water tinted red?
That's a misnomony.
Misanemone.
That's a misanemone.
Yeah.
And I saw one of the. I didn't see one of those.
Yeah, remember what I said earlier about ignoring those comments, Phil? Just move on.
So I got to tell you one thing. A personal milestone. I celebrated about halfway through. It was on a liveaboard, and you know, the staff was great. And I don't know how they do it week in, week out, because you know I did every dive. I got an Iron Diver Award. I think I did 23 dives, but I celebrated my 500th logged dive on the boat, and they. They ambushed me when I got back after my 500th dive. The crew had raw eggs and cake flour and strawberry syrup, and they completely like attacked me with all of the above.
Hmm.
And that was like their little ritual for my 500th log dive. So that was and it's actually on the video on YouTube, Phil Narcosis.
I didn't realize that
was really nice.
I did not realize that was what was smeared all over you.
That's hazing?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
Well, that's illegal in the U.S., but there, it's just part of their culture, I guess.
It's just part of the culture there, yeah.
Well, you know, at least you'll remember it. That's the bottom line.
And now Phil will be known as Strawberry Shortcake.
Okay.
Strawberry Shortcake.
That's
there you go.
His dive buddy name? I like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess the takeaway is it is a safe country. I mean, it is essentially it's a police state. So they run a tight ship there, and you know they had the unrest a couple of years ago, and you know the truth is the military is in charge there, like a lot of places in the world that you go and you scuba dive and you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
So you know things are really under control, and because tourism is way down. The pricing, I mean, the pricing I got for this liveaboard was, you know, for what we got, for the product we got was, you know, 30-40% lower than it's about half is what you get in Australia, let's say.
Yeah. Well, that would be understandable. And you know, I get these invites quite a bit doing this goofy little show. And Egypt has been on my list for some time, and that has been one of the reasons why I haven't done it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, but the reality is you can travel over there and be relatively safe if you're just...
Absolutely.
Just use a little common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the mummies can't get you underwater.
We booked with an American booking agent, an American company, and from the minute we got off the airplane, we had a guide who helped us get our luggage. We had a driver go to the airport, and these are not like fancy luxuries that I'm spending crazy money. This is just part of the package.
Yeah,
and it's all very reasonable. And so we were very well taken care. We were in very good hands. English speaking people who knew their way around Cairo, who knew how to negotiate, in and out, small airports, big airports, getting us on buses and that kind of thing. So it's very easily done.
There you go. All right, Phil Narcos' report from the Red Sea. And we'll get more from Phil next week when we can connect and get that full fidelity thing going on. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark! They're gonna play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy. And also online, we have Pete from Scuba Board. And now Casey from Crazy Dog Scuba has joined us as well. Guys, Or Casey, say hi at the bare minimum.
Hello, Greg. How you doing, guys? Good. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you, my friend. And then Pete, you're still...
leave me out. I see how you are.
No, I was just going to say, Pete, you got to chime in there, too, and say hi. So I haven't forgot about you guys. I wanted to talk to Phil Narcosis. He just got back from the Red Sea, and that sounded pretty cool. I mean, I haven't been there. That's one of the few places on the planet I have not had the luxury to visit yet. I don't know. Pete, have you been there? No.
I have not, but it's on my bucket list.
It's on your bucket list. Casey, what about you? Yeah?
No, Red Sea action, no.
No Red Sea action for anybody here. So that's why, that's explains...
Of course, you being the head of plane radio,
yeah.
We could all just climb in one of your many various aircraft and run down there.
I'm
sure he's got dozens.
Yes. Well, good point. You know, I'm trying to make, this new book that Eric Douglas wrote... reality, because in the latest series of his books of Winthrow Key, he's written a show called or a book called Lionfish.
Yeah, and I have a bone to pick with you on that, Greg.
Oh, you do? What's up?
It's a lionfish bone.
Of course you do. Yeah, that makes sense.
When you were considering making this little show,
yeah,
I think it was the tail end of a six pack. You made me swear to keep your superhero status a secret, and he gets to put it into printed page. I don't understand.
Well, you know, there's a fine line between fiction and reality, right? So, you know, it might be slightly blurred in this...
Such is Greg's life.
Yeah, and in this particular story that Eric's written. But it is available on Amazon. And by the way, have you read it? Have you seen it? Casey,
I've read it. I actually read it in one sitting. It was very, very fun reading.
Well, it's a novella, so it's a short story, but you found that some of the stuff in it did kind of shed some light on my superpowers.
Yes,
which particular power are you alluding to?
It's hard to say. The way you just instinctively knew things were wrong and swept in to save the day, or when you taekwondo kicked that bad guy.
That's
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I take out a bad guy with my taekwondo skills. Stepping sidekick to the midsection. Broke a rib or
That's
two.
Exactly right. Exactly
CJ
right.
And Bubble Boy are in this as well. And
yes.
Yeah.
And the mermaids.
I get to whack a guy with a 2x4. That was pretty cool.
That's right. We kind of tag-teamed that guy. I stepping side kicked him, and then you whacked him with a board or vice versa, something like that. But it's a great little story, available now at Amazon.com, and you can order it on paperback or as an e-book. Booksbyeric.com. Go get it. But it does talk about me flying our plane down there, our scuba radio plane, which Casey alluded to. And it is something that I'm working towards. You know, we have this other show, Just Plane Radio, that we do, and I am learning to fly. I've been learning to fly now for 3+ years, and it usually doesn't take that long, but I'm a special case. But once I achieve this goal of becoming a private pilot and add that to my diving skills, my goal is to take the crew in our plane, which in the book we allude to a Quest Zodiac plane, which is or Kodiak, I'm sorry, Quest Kodiak.
Kodiak, yeah. Yes.
Which is kind of like a off-road Grand Caravan type of flying vehicle. It's like a van in the sky.
You see a lot of those in Alaska, right, Greg?
Possibly.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you do.
Well, those would be bears, I think is what he's talking about. Right.
Oh, well, yeah. The planes are up there, too.
Yeah, but then...
But, Greg, do you know you have to have your captain's license for a boat when you're in the water and your pilot for in the air?
Well, I have to have a pilot's license, yes. But I think I'm going to get it. I'm going to make it happen. So, I'm trying to make this story come to life. Now, I won't necessarily take out a bad guy, but...
Does the first rule of scuba diving apply to this, Greg?
Which was?
Don't hold your breath.
finally.
Okay. We'll take one strike away from
one.
Pete. I'll grant him that one.
Pete shot to the midsection of the drive, squared to the canvas.
Okay. Watch it, CJ. You're flirting with disaster there, buddy. All right. So.
He's hanging off the turnbuckle. He may not get up.
Oh, brother. Yeah. So, anyway, I hope to achieve that goal. And then we can put like 4 or 5 people in this plane with dive gear and travel all around the Caribbean. Island hop, dive, go down to the Florida Keys, Bahamas, whatever.
Now, you do account for the weight of the dive gear, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. This is a big plane.
Just checking.
A Quest Kodiak airplane is quite a, it's a big carrier type of plane. It's not necessarily a super fast airplane, But it's a big, heavy capacity carrying type of plane.
It's so a lot like a C-130.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's that big.
Wow.
No, it's not that big.
Like a Catalina?
No. Yeah. No,
cargo hauling, long distance.
Begging for gas in between hops.
Well, it actually is fairly efficient on the gas, too, there, Pete. So it's a single-engine plane. So, like, for instance, like if you're flying over water, they generally, if you want to make it a commercial airplane, you know, a commercial charter type thing, that you want two engines, this one only has one. So you have to have a special exemption to be able to turn it into a commercial thing.
That's comforting.
Yeah. And but in this case, we wouldn't need that because I'd be a private pilot and you'd just be my buddies coming along for a dive trip. If we go down, we just glide down to, well, water. But I may have pontoons on it.
Like, and dive the wreck. Once we're there.
Exactly. We'll be the first people on the wreck.
Wear your tank and fins in the cockpit. That's all you got to do.
That's just efficient.
Yeah.
That's just good science.
Well, the Quest Kodiak mentioned in that story of Withrow Key of Lionfish, the Quest Kodiak does have floats. So that was the idea, to get this flying airplane. We can cruise out to wherever we want to go, and the floats are big enough where you can use that as a dive platform. Pull your gear out of the airplane and jump right into the water. How about that?
That's badass.
That sounds quite appealing, doesn't it? So we will make that is a goal of mine. That I do think is achievable. And it's always important to have goals, is it not, gang?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, especially.
Yes. That would just be plain fun.
my short.
He did it again.
My short term goal is to talk you out of wearing that cape.
Never going to happen.
Not necessary.
Never going to happen. Where do you think I get these superpowers from? It's all about the look, my friends. All
made
about
me
the
promise
look.
Not to give them up for all this time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, sometimes you got to give, and that's what I do. All right, more coming up, and we apologize in advance.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ. Also via the web, we have Pete from Scuba Board, and then there's Casey from Crazy Dog. From back in the day, he was literally one of my first diving friends, actually one of the first dive instructors that I worked with when I was just a little diving newbie.
So it's his fault.
Back in the day, you were setting up our advertising, and you threw us this idea about a little radio show you wanted to do.
Yeah, and they said, what are
that
you
That'll never take off.
Exactly.
Never happen.
Stop it. Go get a real job. And, you know, of course I didn't listen to them, and here we are. Anyway, it's good to have you on board today, Casey. And
does that mean I'm as crazy as you are because I stuck with you?
Well, there was this long gap. It had been a while since we had heard from Casey. He kind of took a break.
Well, he did the whole Sunshine Band thing.
Well, true. And he got down tonight.
In the top 20.
Nothing? Okay. Well,
it's hurting. It's hurting.
Yeah, it's a tough crowd. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot. I was hoping to connect with the Scuba Cowboy today, who's playing. He's doing some reef crawl event down in the Florida Keys this weekend. But I believe we're having trouble coordinating a time in his set list where he can talk to us.
It's tough to get away from the autographs and, you know, all the attention.
Or playing
Greg,
music.
I forgot all about the reef crawl this week.
You were supposed to
so
purchase.
Ashamed since I live here.
Yeah, that's poor planning there, Pete. What's up
the
with
Keys
that?
The Keys is its own time zone, isn't it?
I'm in on this radio show instead.
Yes. Well, at least you have your priorities screwed up beyond repaired. And we thank you for it, I think. I don't know. But that's fine. We can talk about other things, like where we're going to go diving next. I have some plans, and as far as, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise coming up in October. But I plan to come down to the Keys here next month and maybe take advantage of some lobster diving. Pete, will you, have you been?
Why don't you join me for a lionfish hunt there?
Well, that's right. Casey has the lionfish thing coming up in September as well. So we'll talk about that and some of Pete's secret spots for catching lobsters next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm sure your wife is there.
Second floor, hardware, children's wear, ladies' lingerie.
You just want to go inside.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Yes, what a way to go. I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well go doing what you love. And not to bring up that stuff we were talking about earlier, but I guess, you know, at least the guy who attempted that world record attempt went out doing what he loved to do, and that was dive. And I guess if you're going to go, that is the way to go. Are you with me on this, CJ?
Well,
bringing up such a morbid topic.
Mine would be either playing drums.
Okay. Or diving.
Diving or shooting a porno.
I wonder if there's a way you could combine the three.
I think you can.
You can? It's possible. It could happen. I don't know. Pete, is that the way you'd want to go out?
I've actually seen portions of such a thing.
Really? You've seen someone go out doing a porno? Oh, my God.
Well, no, I haven't seen anyone actually die doing a porno, but it was all the talk that there was an actually underwater porno video.
Yeah, okay. TMI there, Pete. Moving on
hey,
to Casey.
James, you have the laptop. Get on it.
Yeah. Say hi
there
to Jared.
There was the time,
me.
Didn't Pete have a light or a lamp or something from the lighting department fall on him doing a porno?
Okay, obviously Casey has the URL of that particular video. But anyway, let's just move on to something else, more constructive. Pete, tell me, you're the one in the Keys, and that's where Casey and myself are planning to head down to in September. And we'll get to the specifics here in just a bit. But have you scoped out any lobster sites down there for folks coming down to do lobstering with you? I know they would have to dive with you because you would not just give them the coordinates and say, oh, yeah, they're loaded up right here in this honey hole. But do you have some secret spots for lobster right now that season's open?
Yeah, it's called the Florida Keys.
Oh, don't give me that crap. I want some specifics, man.
Last week, I went out with my open water student. We're out in the middle of nowhere, okay? Not in a named reef or whatever. They just dropped us off on a reef, and we ran into a den of six legal-sized lobster. Me, you know, I had a student. I couldn't bring gear, but there were six lobster sitting right there in the den.
Nice.
Wow. It was kind of nice, you know? And, you know, that's the thing about the Keys. Is that if you get away from people, you're going to find the lobster. If you go to the same place as everybody else is going to, their favorite spots, those lobster are already gone.
Yeah.
Now, the other overlooked portion of the Keys is the backcountry. Yeah, sure, it's only like 10-foot max or whatever, but there's a lot of lobster out there because divers don't go there.
Oh, well, explain. The backcountry, you mean on the Gulf side?
We need
Florida
to hook
Keys?
Up with Pete.
Yeah, maybe.
No, not on the Gulf side, what? On Florida Bay.
On Florida Bay.
Which is between Florida and the Keys.
Okay.
Northwest, Greg. Think northwest.
I have
north
a boat.
East, Greg. Think
we
northeast.
We can get there.
All right. You have a boat?
I'll have a boat.
Uh-huh. No, okay, wait. Northeast. Explain. I want specifics. GPS coordinates would be ideal.
It's Miami.
But you're just saying, what?
Just
south of
the Keys.
South? Wait. South of what?
South of the Everglades, north of the Keys, is Florida Bay.
So Key Biscayne? Isn't that Key Biscayne area?
No, that's to the east of Miami.
Greg, let's just go
that's
to Cuba.
In the
Greg,
Atlantic.
The opposite side of Pinacamp. The opposite side. Go across the road.
Yeah.
Why did the diver cross the road?
All right, so you're saying on the...
backcountry.
And,
you know, and this is... speaking of which, you want to see a seahorses in the Keys? Mm-hmm. They're in the backcountry. You want to see a lot of cool nudibranchs and stuff that you won't see on our reefs? They're in the backcountry.
Did he say nudie books?
Nudibranchs. The nudie books feature that thing I was referring to earlier. But all right, so the backcountry, which is just on the other side of Penny Camp Park on the Gulf side. No.
Yeah, the side with the crocodiles.
They have crocodiles over there. They
yes.
do?
Yes. You have saltwater crocodiles.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. I thought you liked shallow dives. You're going to go for the...
Not with crocodiles.
They you know, I talked
to... No, they don't like bubbles.
No, well, let me tell you something. Jean-Michel Cousteau...
Well, they might like Bubble Boy, but they don't like bubbles.
Let me tell you something. You guys may not know this, but Jean-Michel Cousteau talked to me about a month ago on the show, and he said he had just gotten back from diving with crocodiles, I believe in Cuba. And he said, look, when you're a diver, you don't have to worry about crocs because if you're underwater, they can't open their mouth. So you are safe underwater.
So just don't run out of air.
What do you mean that's not?
They eat fish.
Well,
that sounds like a croc to me.
That's what he told me.
strike three.
Suck it. I am the pun master.
Oh, boy. Don't get Pete started. I don't want to start this, really. That would be like the end of the world.
It would be a tale of woe.
But I understand crocs and alligators eat fish, but he was telling me they can't open their mouth underwater, Pete. That's what he was telling me.
Dogs can't look up.
I've seen gators do it. I can't imagine that crocs can't do it. How do they catch a fish if they can't open their mouth underwater?
I don't know. But
I'd have to go with Pete. I'm sure they can catch things underwater.
They have a glottis
especially Greg.
All right. Well, how could I
question? But all the time I was in the springs and things with alligators, if you were about their size or close to them, they didn't want to mess with you.
All right. Yeah, maybe Jean-Michel is just like yanking bubbles. My chain.
So anything 6 feet and bigger, we're in trouble.
And right here in Central Florida. Right
Bubble Boy what?
Yeah, right here in Central Florida last week, a lady lost her arm to a croc.
Alligator. She wasn't a diver. Mr. Cousteau was trying to tell me. He's like, look, don't worry about it. If you're a diver, alligators and crocs can't open their mouth underwater, you're
Greg.
Safe.
He doesn't like you.
He could have been yanking my chain. He has quite
and
a sense
of humor. And
he's
still laughing about it.
Yeah, especially right
Let's
now.
Let's see what happens to Greg.
But
that
I don't
lady
know.
That lost her arm, they didn't tell you about the handful of bologna, did they?
Hey! Okay, that's strike one. Right.
Also, if you're playing a recorder, a cobra will not bite you.
What are we trying to see? How many strikes we can rack up in one segment? Is that the deal? Jeez, guys, come on. All right, so I don't know. It's it sounded good at the time to me.
And Next thing you're going to tell me, you can't catch herpes from a toilet seat. I'm not buying it.
Oh, brother. All right, so the backcountry.
So you would dive with crocodiles?
I've dove with alligators. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to bother you. They're like any other critter.
I've dove with alligators and snakes. They don't bother you.
And actually, they are endangered, so your chances of seeing one are pretty minimal.
True. Yeah. Now you're talking about crocs. The alligators aren't anymore, are they? I think they took them off.
No, they're not endangered anymore unless Bubble Boy's in the water.
And I dove with Greg.
Yeah, okay.
Which is pretty dangerous.
Yeah, okay. That's one. That's one strike for Bubble Boy.
Yeah, but really, your chances of seeing a croc are pretty remote. Your chances of seeing all the other cool creatures, and really, divers want to go down and dive on the reefs, but if you get away from the reefs, if you go back to some of the stuff that other people, we call that muck diving in other parts of the world, you see a whole different thing. Or you have to change how you look at things, but there's a whole other world on the other side of the Keys.
Okay, the other side of the Keys, where you're talking about this backcountry area, which is adjacent also to the Everglades. That's what you're talking about, right?
He's talking about not the Atlantic.
What's that? Say it again, Pete.
Between the Keys and the Everglades,
right.
Florida Bay.
Okay.
And it's a neat little place.
Well, you know, the area we used to go back diving in the day, and Casey, I think you were with me at this time. We used to go to this place called the Anchorage on the Gulf side of the Upper Keys.
Yes.
And we go right out from there, and the whole flats area back there is a pretty cool area. It wasn't one of the places where, you know, the dive operators go, but if you had a small little boat, personal watercraft, it'd be a fun place to putz around. We did do some night diving or looking
I remember it was packed with fish because there isn't a lot of traveling and
lobstering at night, I think. I don't know. Legally, you can't do that now. Well, back in the day, I guess, I don't know, you can't lobster dive at night down in Monroe County now. Is that the deal, Key?
No, I think that you can't lobster at night for mini season.
Okay, maybe that's
mini
season. That's right.
Yeah, mini season, no lobster at night, but I think night diving's allowed rest of the season.
Yeah, and lobstering at night, I believe, is allowed here in Monroe County.
Yeah.
I've heard other people say that before, but I think that's just for mini season.
That makes sense. But you can also go shrimping. Where you don't even dive, but you go out at night on your little boat off there in the backcountry on the Gulf side of there, the Keys, and you shine a light in the water. That kind of and you look for the eyeballs of these shrimp, and then they net them. They kind of like catch them with a net or scoop them up, kind of thing. Have you ever heard of that?
Catch them by the bucketful. I've seen it done. I haven't done it, and I would love to do it. So come on down. Let's go netting some shrimp.
I like that. I mean, that's like, you know, and some of these shrimps are pretty big, so they're kind of like mini lobsters. You hear what I'm saying?
Those are jumbo shrimp.
Okay.
I'll bring the boat.
Clarifying that.
Pete can supply the cooler, and Greg can fill it with beer.
And I'll drink it.
And I get to eat the shrimps. Air shrimp on a barbie, fried shrimp.
Scrump shampoo.
Yeah, that kind of shrimp. Scuba
Media. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
What the hell was that?
Oh, behave.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
What did you do with that skirt, Greg?
I was participating in a kava ceremony that went horribly awry.
Did you wear a coconut brassiere?
I'm going to say no. And I don't believe there's any pictures to prove otherwise.
No photographic evidence? We'll find
it.
We'll find it.
I don't recall, actually. But those are good times. You know, in Fiji, Maggie is, is like the cruise director there at Matava Resort in Fiji. And I hope he or she or as well, whatever. Yeah. She a nice guy or a girl. I don't know.
Wow.
It's just one of those. And God bless
him. Hey, man, sometimes you can't tell.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Very entertaining for sure. And we wish Maggie the best. All right. So, by the way, we got to throw out something here that we've been experimenting with today on the show. A couple things. We got a new live stream that's available right there at scubaradio.com that we've been beta testing today. Seems to be working pretty well. And this is a unique new internet-only feed, by the way, that allows you to listen into the studio in between commercial breaks.
Oops.
So we apologize in advance. Yeah.
Now you tell me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to really tell everybody up front. But now you know, and we're still experimenting with it, still in beta testing. But if you want to check in next time and listen to the live stream, you can right there. There's a link to it on the front page of scubaradio.com. Also, we need to welcome our new radio network to the Scuba Radio world. And, that, of course, I'm talking about Radio America that's now handling the syndication services of Scuba Radio and World of Boating, just plain radio for that matter. So we thank and welcome those folks to the family as we, take one step closer towards world domination and finding you no matter where you are. And
nice.
They're going to be a good partner in that regard to make that happen.
Thank you. Thank you for helping Greg and the Bubble Boy. Thank you.
Yeah, well,
they need all the help they can get.
God knows
you
that's
got that
so
right.
True. Yeah.
You know that's right.
All right. Well, let's get back to diving before we have to wrap things up on today's virtual dive. And I'm going to go back to Pete one more time. Other than the backcountry, you're just saying go to places down in the Keys that aren't frequented by the charter operators or that kind of thing. Backcountry on the Gulf side of the Florida Keys, between the Florida Keys and the Everglades, so Northern Keys area.
Don't limit yourself, Greg. Go both sides. If you're seeing lionfish, that means divers haven't been there. You're in the right area.
Okay, so lionfish are a good sign that you might have a good shot to find some lobster. That makes sense.
Think about where Bruce Wayne would build his
lair.
Yeah, where he would put the bat cave under his mansion.
Wait, what do you think he would do it in the back country of the Florida Keys?
Yeah, he would put it somewhere out of the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was really looking for more, specifics from Pete. Like GPS coordinates.
Well, if he tells you, then everyone will know.
Well, let me ask.
The six people listening right now will know.
Well, yeah, but that's six.
I'm not listening. Coordinates.
You don't have it, but you know where some spots are. You have some honey holes, I'm guessing, down there in the
broadcasting Keys. I beg your pardon. Worldwide. You want Pete to give away his secrets worldwide.
It's so easy, and all the native Keys people know this.
Yeah.
You go out till it goes from 30 feet to 100 feet. There's a big wall that goes right down the Keys.
Okay.
And if you're not near a specific reef, you're not near one of the normal areas for divers to go, you're golden, because they all congregate on that wall. They like that wall structure. Mm. And I'm not feeding you a line when I say that. You don't need a GPS. You just need to get to the wall. Once you see the drop-off going from, like I said, 30, 40 feet, and it starts to go down deep, you know, that's what you dive, and that's when you'll find the lobster, and you'll find plenty of them.
Hmm. Now, but they're not as big down there in the Keys as they are as you move further north up the coast, up the East Coast. You think
that's because we keep catching them?
You think that's what it is? You just clean them out too quickly, and they don't have a chance to get bigger. That's it?
Yeah, the deeper you go here in the Keys, also, the bigger the lobster is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So when you go up north, you're usually in much deeper water than what we have in the Keys and what people look for lobster in the Keys, ergo the lobster are bigger.
Okay. All right. So the same philosophy. Go where other divers aren't, and you'll see bigger lobster or lobster, period, is your point. But as far as any specifics, there's no particular honey hole coordinates that you're willing to share.
That I have to share, or I would,
what if you were waterboarded? If we waterboarded you, could we get anything out of you more specific than this? Because this is just
only
too
if
general.
I lied.
That's just
only, you know, if I lied, because I have nothing to give you.
All in all, you're just another bug in the wall.
So you're saying you have no honey holes. And CJ didn't seem to understand what that term was, or, you know, honey holes.
Oh, stop.
I know what a blue hole is, but that turned into a brown hole.
Hey, now. No, a honey hole.
At least it's not a bunghole.
Is a lobster-filled crevice that divers refer to as one full of lobsters is a honey hole.
Oh!
Or fishermen refer to it as full of fish or whatever.
Yeah. And,
or gold finders refer to, say, hole full of gold. I mean, whoever you are, the honey hole has what you're looking for.
Okay.
Can you isolate that drop?
Yeah, we could do that. That would make a good
little
promo.
Honey hole has what you're looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and good night.
Yeah, just in the nick of time, we're out of here.
Hasta banana.
CJ just got his third strike. I think that counts
bye
as a strike.
Bye-bye, gang. See you next time.
All right, you got
signing
it, CJ.
Off.
Smell you later.
And Pete from
Gotta
Scoop
go diving.
Water. Yeah, go diving. That's what you should do. Quit talking to us and wasting your time. Get out there, enjoy the underwater world. That's what it's all about. And we'll leave it with that. Until next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe down there.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.